Hello, and welcome to our CMD Bite Size series, where we explore a range of ministry and theological issues. I'm Rebecca Evans, Ministry and Parish Development Officer for Truro Diocese, and in this episode, I'll be talking to Sophie Gilbert from Alpha UK. So, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Sophie. Do you want to just tell us a bit about who you are, what you like doing in your spare time, that sort of thing?
I'd love to. And thank you, first of all, for having me come on and speak with you. It's a real honour. So my name's Sophie. I'm based in North Devon. I live in a little town called Biddeford. And I'm part of a church called Central Church, if anyone knows it. We meet at a college. Don't have a building just yet, but we're a non-denominational church plant. My role as part of the Alpha UK team is to serve and support the church in the Southwest to be outward facing and running the Alpha course, which I know we're going to get into a little bit more in a minute. I suppose a little bit about me. In my spare time, I love songwriting. We often go busking by the seaside. We're a seaside town. And also I love painting. I'm not particularly good at it, but I enjoy it. So there you go.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like you're not too dissimilar from Cornwall, even if you do have scones slightly differently.
Or do you know
Still near the
what?
coast.
Yeah, I'm actually on the Cornish side when it comes to the jam and cream. I'm with you guys on that.
Okay, brilliant. So, lots of people will have heard about Alpha, I'm sure, but just so we don't assume that everyone knows exactly what Alpha is, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what's involved in Alpha, what it's about?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Alpha is basically an 11-week course for those who are open-minded, the curious, and those that want to explore faith, purpose, meaning, and perhaps some of life's biggest questions, if you like. So it's for absolutely anyone. And I would say Alpha actually probably runs best when it's used missionally by churches as an opportunity to invite non-Christians to talk about faith. So, for example, on my last Alpha, I had atheists, I had agnostics, I had some people come along that would probably describe themselves as Buddhists. So, real good mixture of people. But every Alpha will involve three main things. So, it involves food, a short film, and an open discussion. So the food element, we really see Jesus model this in scripture. He's so often either at a meal, coming to one or going to one. And I just love that picture of Jesus sat around a table with his friends, eating, having conversations and building friendships with people. So that's firstly the first thing that we want to do is show hospitality, sit around the table and make friends with people, genuine, authentic friendships. People don't care about what you know until they know that you care. So that's a really important aspect of Alpha. And then the next is watching a short film. So it's usually about 25 minutes long. And each of these films are focused in on questions surrounding the Christian perspective on topics such as prayer, Jesus, healing, the scriptures. So, for example, the first film is called Is There More to Life Than This? So we'll watch that together. And then the last part of an Alpha session is open discussion. So that's generally a space for those that have come, the guests, to say anything they want to say without fear of judgment. So you might get some wacky thoughts and ideas thrown back at you, but that is the beauty of discussion, right? And sometimes these open discussions are spaces where people are articulating their own thoughts for the first time. So that's actually a really beautiful quote I wanted to share about that side of open discussion and sort of listening to one another's ideas. I can't remember who said it now, but it went something like this. It says, people who come to Alpha with all of these questions, they have these conversations, but they leave Alpha never having felt more loved, listened to, and valued in all of their lives. And I get this feedback a lot from Alpha guests. It's that relational element, listening to others, that really breaks down barriers to perhaps church, Jesus, the Bible, and all those kinds of things.
That's really powerful, especially that quote. And I was just reminded actually how important it is that we spend time listening to one another. And I think
Absolutely.
currently, in the world, perhaps it's just me feeling like this is happening at the moment, and perhaps it's always happened. But it feels a little bit like, particularly with social media, increasingly views are becoming polarized, and actually finding the time and the space to listen and to find common ground is not something we do often enough. So it's really good to be modeling that sort of behavior, I think, in churches.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
So the vast majority of our parishes, as I'm sure you'll know, are very rural, and sometimes I guess there might be that misconception with Alpha that actually it's a great tool for big churches if you've got huge congregations, great venue in which to host, and sometimes that being in a small rural community, maybe that's more tricky because There might not be the number of people that you could invite. Some of our communities are really small. Have you got anything to say about that? What your thoughts are, your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm speaking with rural churches every day. The nature of being part of the Southwest and leading that area for Alpha is that majority of the churches I often speak to are in rural settings. And to be really honest with you, the Alpha course is running in just about every context going. Just off the top of my head, Alpha is running in prisons, in schools, in nursing homes, pubs, cafes, universities, tiny little villages, living rooms, and by a big majority of church denominations. So it's such a versatile resource. So Alpha is really simply just eating together, forming friendships, watching a 25-minute film and then having an open conversation. And that format can really be dropped into pretty much any context. In fact, just to give you an idea, I've actually got some friends in rural Uganda that hope to run this soon. So it's running globally all over the world. And I run it in my rural context where I am. I've seen it run really well in tiny little villages with small, close-knit communities. In fact, I probably argue that there's something particularly special about a rural course, because there is that intimate space and it's very relaxed. I'd say that. But if you are a small church listening or a rural church listening, I know it can be really easy to compare your ministry to that of like a huge church in places like London or Bristol. And I have definitely done that myself. I suppose what we have to remember is God has placed us in a rural space purposefully. And that's something like an Alpha course is going to look different. You might not have 100 people turn up, but actually God's heart is for the one. So running it in your living room for a small group of people is just as important as a huge city Alpha. So I'm just going to share a sort of an example, if you like, of a small rural church running Alpha well. And you might kind of view this as a small win, if you like, but I think it's a really big win. It's a beautiful story to share. So I was speaking to a church back in January, a church leader who is umming and ahhing about running Alpha. And they were feeling really worried about how they were going to get people in their village to come along. And we prayed together. We talked about how we could pray for people in our community to come to Alpha and how we could invite. Then I called them back in February, and they had started running an Alpha course. They had two guests, and basically one of them was an atheist and the other was an alcoholic. So the atheist basically came on the how and why should I read the Bible session, and ended up reading the Bible every night up until now. And the alcoholic gave his life to Jesus and saw an element of healing to his addiction. So we can see the huge impact that a small rural church can have on two members of their community. Those two guys are now going to come back and help in the next Alpha sessions, and we'll be inviting their friends. They're going to be helpers, inviting friends, and then hopefully those friends will eventually come into the next Alpha, help and invite their friends. And so actually sometimes you start small, but it can grow. We know that 94% of people that come to an Alpha come because of personal invitation from a friend, and 6% come because they see a sign. So if you've got a friend, you've got somebody to invite, somebody to come to Alpha and explore faith more.
And sometimes it can be tricky, can't it? We can always challenge ourselves to be looking to do the big thing that's going to have a massive impact. And actually it's often in starting small, particularly biblically, that is those mustard seeds, that kind of ripple effect of those people around about you that can have the biggest impact and the most long-lasting impact. So thank you. That's a really helpful reminder.
I was going to say, I suppose it's a bit like Philip saying to his doubting friend after he met Jesus, really simply, just come and see. That's effectively what an invitation to Alpha is, isn't it? It's just saying to your friend, come and see, come and discover Jesus for yourself. So it can be as simple as that, and opening up that kind of new space for people to explore that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really, really helpful. I guess one of the significant impacts of Alpha is that power of testimony. And you've already shared that story with us. But is there a particular testimony that's really impacted your commitment to working for Alpha and to being so involved?
That's a big question, because there are so many testimonies to share with you. But there's one that is particularly close to my heart. And it was a friend of mine I've known since I was 2 years old. I won't mention her name, but we've known each other for a really long time, grown up together. And her background is that she's grown up in a family that would probably consider themselves atheists. And we've had so many conversations over the years about faith, and she's always told me that she is a see it to believe it kind of person. But yeah, she came to an Alpha course maybe about, well, it was off the back end of COVID. So it was actually whilst it was still online, we're doing online courses, and she had nothing better to do. So she came to Alpha, I suppose, just as a lovely friend to understand what I believe in, which is so lovely of her. But yeah, so she came each week, and I think it was the prayer session. Somebody had challenged the group to try and pray during the week. And in that week, she hadn't prayed. And the next session was just about to start. And she was like, oh my goodness, I haven't prayed. I'm going to quickly say a prayer, just so I can say that I did try. So she quickly said a prayer, went through the Alpha session. And at the end of the session, one of the hosts of our group ended up sharing a word. And it was word for word what her prayer had been earlier that evening. So online, this host ended up praying for her. And just to give you some context, she hadn't been able to cry for months, she'd just been going through some difficult things, and had described the way she was feeling as quite numb. And as this host began to pray for her, she began to cry and weep. And she describes her encounter with God as like something that was releasing for her. So she was able to experience and encounter the Holy Spirit for herself. And a couple of months later, we ended up baptizing her in the sea, despite some quite intense rejection from some close family and friends around her. So I suppose that's a real kind of key testimony for me of seeing how Alpha sparked something for her, because for years I had been telling her about Jesus and she had never been interested. And it was only when she had been given the opportunity to explore faith for herself on her own terms that she really began to open up to God. But I suppose Alpha isn't just about seeing people become Christians. Of course, that's our heart. That when we're sharing his gospel, we want to see people encounter that transformative love of Jesus. But it actually isn't our job to convince or persuade somebody to follow Jesus. That's actually the Holy Spirit's prerogative. And what I'm seeing more and more with Alpha is that we are seeing people give their lives to Jesus, but we're also seeing barriers being broken down. I've got a great example. There's a guy called Sam. So he came on my last Alpha. He didn't become a Christian, but he formed such good friendships at our Alpha course that he now feels comfortable coming to church every single week. Whereas before, he wanted nothing to do with the church, but he comes every week and he hears the gospel. And there's another girl that was on the same course, Sophie. She was about 18. She didn't have any faith background in her life, and she came along to Alpha. And she told me that before Alpha, she had never tried praying in her life. But she says that now she prays most days because she experiences peace in speaking to God. So neither of those guys have necessarily yet given their lives to Jesus. But those little seeds that we threw out of the Gospels, during the films, during the discussions, during our food and, you know, hospitality time, friendship building, it's really made an impact on them. And it's almost like we've thrown out the seeds. God decides where they land and how they grow. And we just sort of have to trust in that. So there's some really kind of core testimonies that I've seen. But they're just a couple that have really inspired me with Alpha.
Yeah, amazing. And I guess it's coming back to that bit at the beginning as well, isn't it? About just sharing different views, different perspectives, being open to discussing with people rather than being those barriers up, especially perhaps where people are in fear of what a religion holds or what their misconceptions or preconceptions about that might be. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's creating that space, isn't it, where people feel listened to, they feel loved, they feel respected, and that they know that they can kind of share their ideas without anyone judging them as well. Yeah, I think that's a really important aspect. I think I mentioned earlier, time and time again, the feedback I get from especially non-Christians that come on Alpha is that their stereotypical view perhaps of a Christian has been really challenged, and their stereotypical view of a church has been really challenged by the way that Alpha was run and the way they were received and welcomed and loved.
If there was one thing that you would like listeners to take away from this, what do you think it would be?
Alpha comes in all shapes and sizes. So whether you're running it in a pub or in your living room, or you have 100 guests or just 5 guests, or you're having a slap-up meal or just cake and coffee, I think what is important is that there are friendships being formed, the gospel is being shared, you're being led by the Holy Spirit, And that everyone leaves Alpha feeling more loved, valued, and listened to than ever before. I think if there's anything that I could have listeners take away from that, is that, yeah, exactly that.
Okay, and that's really encouraging, I think, just to think about the different formats in which it can be run, that it doesn't have to be a kind of one size fits all approach, but actually it's more important that you find something that suits your context, whatever church that might be, whatever sort of churchmanship you have, that actually you're creating space there to listen, to talk, to share the gospel, and to eat together as well. So thank you. So if people wanted to find out a little bit more about maybe exploring running an alpha or different ways of doing it, where would they go?
So first of all, they can visit the Alpha UK website, and there'll be an option to learn about how to set an alpha up. There'll be loads of information and training on lots and lots of support online of how to run an alpha really well. But I'd also say that if listeners want to have a conversation with me, my job is literally all about meeting with church leaders and alpha leaders and helping them to run really, really good alphas. So if there's something that if that's something that the listeners would like, I would love to be able to meet with them, and I'm sure they can get in touch with you, and very happy for you to share my details with them.
Thank you very much, Sophie, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's been great to have you with us and to find out a little bit more about something that's so well known, but perhaps not necessarily understood in some places. So thank you for taking the time to share that with us.
Not at all. It's been a real pleasure, and I've really, really enjoyed chatting, Rebecca. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode and would like to listen to more, please do follow and share. Thank you for listening.